أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، ربي زدني علما، ربي زدني علما. السلام عليكم. Welcome to the weekly Iman Booster series by Ikna Sisters. We have been covering prophetic supplications captured in the Quran. This week, inshallah, we'll be covering Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam's dua, which is mentioned in Surah Yusuf, ayah number 101. Have you heard of the phrase, life's a marathon? So from a casual point of view, it shares that we're in it for the long haul, right? But did you know there are quite a few people that drop out amidst the race? Many don't even begin. Others drop out during the race due to an injury or various other reasons. So we, as the race runners, have to keep our vision farsighted while also maintaining grips on the steps that we take. This is a lesson that we learn from the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam. Let's begin with a bit of background on the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam. He made this dua after his difficult trials were over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reunited with him, with his parents and his brothers. Allah blessed him with prophethood and kingship and authority and blessings of interpretation of dreams. And during this high moment in his life, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam made this supplication. My Lord, You have surely granted me authority and taught me the interpretation of dreams. O originator of the heavens and the earth, you are my guardian in this world and hereafter. Allow me to die as one who submits and join me with the righteous. Inshallah, Ameen. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam is humbling himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. He emits his blessings by showing gratitude. And then after humbling himself, he provides hamd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like, look, he says, oh Allah, you surely granted me authority. You're the one that gave me the blessings of interpretation of dreams. And then not only that, you are the originator. Everything in this world and hereafter belongs to you, Ya Allah. You are my Rabb. You are my protector. You are my guardian. You alone can I ask for help, and I am nothing without you. Subhanallah. And then Yusuf alayhi salam begs, please cause me to die a Muslim. A prophet is asking to die as a Muslim. As someone who already submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is asking that I want to continue to submit to you till my dying breath. Subhanallah. So let's ponder upon this point for a bit. Abdullah ibn Umar narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the nobleman who is the son of a nobleman, who is the son of a nobleman, who was the son of the nobleman is Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim. And this is narrated by Bukhari. Subhanallah. So this is the lineage of prophets. Yusuf alayhi salam spent his entire life in submission. He resisted despair when he was kidnapped and sold as a slave. He resisted temptation when he was faced with desire. He did not give up hope with the righteous actions that landed him in prison. Throughout all of his trials, he maintained a solid relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet he understood that he cannot get complacent when it comes to faith, when it comes to iman. Having the assumption that we're going to die in faith, having high iman in submission, is a dangerous submission. How many of us actually know of someone or some ones who were on the deen much more than us, and we actually aspired to be like them, right? We looked up to them, only to see them fall to the sidelines. And, you know, why does that happen? Something maybe traumatic happened to them that shook them up, or they just became too complacent. Their actions became ritualistic. They lost the taqwa of Allah. They lost the reason, the intention of why they're doing it. They lost their goal. The steps that we are taking right now are no guarantee that we will maintain this path or that we will reach success. And that is why we need our guardian, the guardian of this world and hereafter, to protect us from falling into misguidance, right? This life is not a sprint, as I mentioned. It is a marathon. Anytime we feel too tired or too weak to continue, anytime we feel that the trials of this world may jeopardize our hereafter, we need to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our guardian. And did you notice that Yusuf alayhi salam made this dua when he was facing the time of ease? Difficult times were over, right? But even then he realized that a time of ease is also a test. So we too need to remind ourselves and we need to recite this dua even when life is easy. Now there are some psychological freedoms that we get when we affirm that we have a guardian over us, right? It's nice to have that holding hand. And it can get frustrating if our guardian doesn't solve our problems right away, right? So it's very helpful that right after our recognition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our guardian in this world, we shift our gaze to the hereafter, recognizing that we have His hand to hold over the hereafter, His guardianship over the hereafter as well, and seeking our end to this life on submission, subhanAllah. So this mindset helps us face our trials now and work towards our long-term goals simultaneously. In the end of the dua, we actually see that Yusuf alayhi salam wants to be with good company in the hereafter as well. The rank of the righteous, which is the prophets and the messenger, which is an example that we should seek good company, not just for this life, but for the hereafter. That we should be conscious of those who we keep as friends. One of the greatest difficulties that we face as adults is the ability to have long-term, meaningful friendship. According to actually a study conducted by one poll, an average American hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. I mean, evaluate your guys' self. Have you guys made any new friends, right? 45% of adults have difficulty finding friends. This dua teaches us the importance of righteous companionship. May Allah help us make beneficial friendships and maintain them in the long run. Ameen. We need to teach this dua to our kids as well. Showing gratitude in the time of ease. Having the awareness that Allah is our guardian, not just in this world and the hereafter, that He is also the facilitator in our death as a righteous slave and in the company of the righteous is a tremendous realization. It's going to free us from the shackles of uncertainty and frustration, and it will instill hope and a yearning within us, inshallah. Inshallah, may Allah have us be amongst those who die as Muslims in complete submission to Him and be of those who are in amazing company in this world and next. Inshallah. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.